Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to episode 11. I hope everyone is doing very well. Today, I wanted to turn this into a story time where I read you a short story. This one in particular is about 600 words, and I just wanted to give you my thoughts on it at the end. I have two questions in particular that I want to address, but I think that this will be something fun to do. Also, I want to point out that on each Wednesday, I do want to release a podcast, and so that'll help me get on a consistent schedule. All right, so again, the title of this story is Little Bird. Here we go. A young boy kept a beautiful bird found along the pathway towards his home. As he marched around town telling everyone how precious a value he discovered. Staring at its feathers as they glistened in the sunlight, he brought an elaborate cage to hold an awesome sight. One day, his grandfather stopped by to see his grandson on the ground beginning to cry. "Grandson, why all the frightful tears? My goodness, I haven't seen you cry in years." The boy began to wipe his eyes. "Grandfather, it's good to see you. Perhaps you can tell me what I should do." "Ask away, young lad." "Oh my, what is that?" "Precisely, grandfather. I found this beautiful bird along the road. Built a fantastic case to hold it just so." His grandfather began to shake his head. "But now, the bird I've grown to love so much is trying to escape. What if it flies too far away for me to touch?" His grandfather laid his hand on the shoulder of his grandson. "And besides, grandfather, what of the howling wolves, grizzly bears, and snakes? I have to protect it by keeping them away." His grandfather knelt down. "This is true, a dangerous world today. Yet, a bird has wings for a reason, I must say." The young boy's countenance fell. "But I love and cherish the bird, you see. What if it leaves and forgets all about me?" "Ah, but if you class the little bird too much, it will die despising you. Is that what you want?" "Of course not," the little boy thought. "I assumed if you loved something, you'd never give it up." "Quite true, in a way," the grandfather continued. "Yet if you love and cherish this little bird so much, you'll set it free, deciding to go where it please." The young boy held his tears back all the more as he approached the cage, the bird's wings flapping at a frantic pace. "Calm, calm," the little boy said as he cupped the wings of the bird in his hands. Away from the cage, in the middle of the forest, sunlight broke through the trees. He looked back to his grandfather, hoping for a change in tune. No luck. He knew what he had to do. "I love you, little bird, with all my heart. Please be careful. The world can be quite stark." The little bird bounced in his hands with such excitement, the boy assumed he'd never see it again. Hands opened slowly, the little bird tested its wings, clear for takeoff, and so it did. The little boy ran as far as he could, up the hill, around the bend, waving as the little bird flew. He swallowed his tongue to ask the little bird to come back. Instead, "I'll root for you, little bird. I'll always cheer for you," as he ran out of breath. He crashed to the floor, moving blades of grass from his view. "Please remember me, little bird. I'll always cherish you." He followed the silhouette against the setting sun until the little bird vanished on the edge of the horizon. He kicked pebbles and sand on the way back home, sulking as what he held was now gone. His grandfather held him as he buried his head in his chest. He never thought he'd show the most love by letting go of what he loved so much. The end. Okay, so that's my story. And I can't tell you, like, I can't even remember how long ago it's been since I wrote it, but I started printing out all of my work and putting it together, just reading back over it. And it helps me to get an idea of what I want to write next. But as far as this particular story goes, I wrote down one note that says, "What does love really look like?" And it's something that I think we all have to learn as we grow up. And I think this is the theme of the story, you know, just asking the question of what does love really look like? And you have the grandfather teaching his grandson, you know, this exact principle is that when you love someone or you're in a relationship, even friendships, you know, there has to be that balance there. Because you can actually be a person that holds someone else back from pursuing their dreams, from getting as far as they can get in life, or it can be as simple as if it's, you know, a relationship you want to get into with someone else, if they don't have the same feelings for you, you have to let them go, you know? And so that's something that I wanted to address as far as the subject. But again, I wanted to write it in a way that it was more easier for people to digest. And so I thought about the little bird and having a young boy just dealing with the feelings of, okay, I found something that's precious, right? And he was so in awe of the bird that it's like, okay, I'm going to keep this for, you know, the rest of my life, right? And really that's not what love is, when the other party doesn't want to stay with you, you know, in a relationship, where it's like the little boy was really holding the bird back from living the life that the bird was supposed to live, right? And so as the grandfather pointed out, you have a bird that has wings that's meant to fly, but you're keeping it in a case, a cage. And so, yeah, the bird's going to end up despising you because it's like the bird's thinking, I want to fly, I want to explore, I want to discover, I want to get out. And even though the little boy took very good care of the bird and kept it away from all the dangers, you know, in the world, at the same time, that's not really how we're supposed to face life, right? In this protective case, you know? And so I find that interesting. But yes, it's very much a life lesson that I want to share with other people is that's what love really looks like genuine love, that it's that reciprocated love, right? Where you love someone and they love you back on that same level. And that's when the relationship really works. In this case, it's between a boy and a bird, which isn't exactly the same thing, but I feel like the principle is still there and it still works to share with other people. And the second thing that I wrote down is the importance of free will, and which I've already alluded to, is that that's what makes love great. Is because you know full well that the person that you want to be in a relationship with, they have the freedom to choose someone else, but they decided to choose you, you know? And so that's what makes it really special. And again, if that feeling is reciprocated, if it goes both ways, then that's really, the best of what love is, right? Of what it looks like and how it feels. But at the same time, it's not a bad thing when the other person is honest with you. Or if you even have to be honest with someone else and say, I don't feel the same way about you, right? In either case, it's like you have to let go of the person, right? Because if they don't love you freely, that's not love at all, you know? And that's what's important, right? And so even if you love someone and they want and they don't feel the same way about you or vice versa, it's still beautiful, right? Because free will is beautiful. It's not coerced, you know, it's not something that's made up or it's not forced, because when it's forced, it's just not genuine. It's not the same thing. And so that's the beautiful part of it, right? But yeah, those are the two things that I really wanted to highlight from this story. Is that love is really letting the other person be themselves, you know, and make their own choices and have the freedoms to come and go. And when they choose to stay with you, or you choose to stay with someone else freely, that is just, I don't know, the climax. I'm not thinking of the word that I want to, the words escape me what I really want to say. But that's the best part of what love is, when it comes freely like that. And so hopefully I can share some more stories with you guys. The other stories that I do have, there are quite a few of them are much longer. And so I don't know if I'll be able to share them on the podcast or just I'll talk about excerpts of them. Because they all have certain themes and principles in them that I want to highlight. But I also think that hearing the whole story up front lets you guys, the listeners, just get an idea of your own ideas of the story. And you can take out certain things that I didn't even think of or try to include into the story. And so, yeah. And the other part that I do like is that when the little boy actually made the case for the bird, he was going around town telling everybody, you know, it's like you're bragging, you're boasting. It's like you're showing off. It's like, look what I have. And I mean, that's kind of part of it, right? Is that we can get into these relationships and then we get around our friends and it's just like, oh my gosh. Some of our friends might despise us, you know, if it gets really bad. So yeah, I found all that interesting. Or it's like that feeling of when you fall in love and it's just like you're on top of the world and you're going through town and people are like, oh, you're glowing, who are you with now? It's like, did you just get into a relationship or something like that? So yeah, it's just how love affects us as people. And that's what makes having the free will a part of it, makes it, you know, that, you know, makes it really beautiful. And so yeah, that's all that I have. And I would enjoy and really appreciate you guys commenting and sharing your thoughts on it as well. And also, if you have any ideas on subjects that you want to discuss or you want me to discuss, and we can go back and forth with, you can include that in the comments as well. But as I said earlier, I would like to release a podcast on each Wednesday. And so that'll put me on a steady schedule. Okay, and so that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening and have a great rest of your week. Take care and God bless.